Imagine a world where children eagerly devour complex literature, engage in philosophical debates, and develop profound intellectual independence, all from the comfort of home. This isn't fantasy, but the reality described in The Well-Trained Mind, a revolutionary guide that has transformed countless living rooms into vibrant centers of learning. When Susan Weisbauer's mother began homeschooling her in the 1970s, education professionals scoffed. Yet Susan would go on to earn prestigious scholarships, master multiple languages, and become a successful professor. What was the secret? Without realizing it, her mother had implemented a classical education approach that worked in harmony with children's natural developmental stages. This method, though largely vanished from mainstream education, produces remarkable results by filling young minds with facts, teaching logical structures as they mature, and developing powerful expression skills in adolescence. Classical education recognizes that children's minds develop in distinct stages, each requiring different teaching approaches. During the grammar stage, grades 1 to 4, children function as knowledge sponges, naturally absorbing information with remarkable ease. Rather than pushing critical thinking prematurely, this stage focuses on building a robust foundation of facts across all subjects. You can't squeeze water from a dry sponge. Similarly, meaningful creativity requires a well-stocked mind. Around fourth grade, children enter the logic stage, grades 5 to 8, where questioning everything becomes their default mode. Teaching methods shift from providing information to guiding analysis. The rhetoric stage, grades 9 to 12, transforms students from knowledge consumers to knowledge producers, focusing on developing persuasive expression. Haven't we all encountered brilliant people who struggle to communicate their ideas effectively? The rhetoric stage prevents this disconnect by ensuring knowledge and expression develop in tandem. Classical education uses history chronologically to integrate literature, art, music, and science into a coherent narrative. This four-year cycle, ancients, medieval slash early Renaissance, late Renaissance, early modern, and modern, repeats three times throughout a student's education with increasing depth. In the grammar stage, students absorb historical narratives, create timelines, and read simplified classics from each period. During the logic stage, they analyze cause and effect, compare civilizations, and evaluate primary sources. By the rhetoric stage, students engage with original documents and great books, writing research papers that synthesize their understanding of historical movements. This approach creates powerful mental connections. When reading Shakespeare's Macbeth, students understand Renaissance England's political climate, recognize artistic techniques of the period, and place the work within broader literary development. History becomes an interconnected narrative that illuminates our present understanding of the world, helping students recognize recurring patterns across civilizations and developing wisdom beyond mere memorization of dates and events. The well-trained mind is primarily a language-trained mind. This principle drives classical education's focus on linguistic mastery. Unlike whole language approaches that encourage contextual guessing, classical phonics methodically teaches letter-sound relationships through careful sequencing. By fourth grade, students progress from decodable readers to unabridged classics like Robinson Crusoe. Writing development follows a structured sequence, copying excellent models, taking dictation, and creating original compositions. Grammar receives sustained attention across all 12 years, with each level building upon previous knowledge. Latin study, typically beginning in third or fourth grade, serves as mental training that develops logical thinking through its structured grammar while improving English vocabulary and preparing students for Romance languages. Classical education emphasizes studying great books that have shaped Western civilization rather than modern textbooks that merely summarize ideas. This approach introduces students to what Mortimer Adler called the great conversation, the ongoing dialogue between thinkers across centuries. When students progress from Plato to Aristotle, Augustine, and Locke, they witness the evolution of governance ideas and develop intellectual humility, recognizing that fundamental questions have been debated by brilliant minds for centuries. Remember struggling with a mathematical concept until seeing it demonstrated with physical objects made everything click? Classical mathematics education progresses from concrete to abstract understanding. Students first use manipulatives, counting blocks, fraction circles, geometric shapes, to physically experience concepts before translating them into abstract notation. Mathematics is essentially a foreign language to children since they don't grow up hearing it constantly. Just as beginning writers copy visible models, beginning mathematicians need physical objects to understand concepts before performing mental calculations. This progression, concrete objects, mental images, then symbols, ensures students understand why 7 times 8 equals 56 before memorizing it. Science education follows a similar pattern. Young students explore through hands-on experiments while building vocabulary and classification skills. Middle schoolers master the scientific method, conducting experiments and writing lab reports. High school students study both scientific principles and the history of scientific thought, reading original works by figures like Hippocrates and Einstein. The classical approach emphasizes the interconnected nature of mathematics and science. Mathematical tools enable scientific discovery, while scientific questions drive mathematical innovation. This integrated approach helps students see these disciplines not as isolated subjects, but as complementary ways of understanding the natural world. The home environment provides distinct advantages for classical education. One-on-one tutoring enables Socratic dialogue, where students formulate their own questions, while flexible scheduling allows deep exploration of interests while maintaining progress across all subjects. Parents need not worry about their educational backgrounds. Successful home education doesn't require specialized credentials, just commitment, organization, and willingness to learn alongside your children. Parents offer unique benefits: intimate knowledge of their children's needs, genuine investment in outcomes, and the ability to create personalized learning experiences. Classical education aims to form character through deliberate cultivation of moral virtues. Unlike schools that attempt character education without an agreed moral framework, parents can teach within a shared worldview that makes moral training meaningful rather than arbitrary. Stories serve as powerful character models, providing examples of virtue and vice for family discussion. Regarding socialization, classical students interact with diverse age groups through community organizations, religious groups, and hobby clubs. This multi-generational interaction better prepares them for real-world social settings where age segregation doesn't exist. In our rapidly changing world where specific knowledge quickly becomes outdated, the tools of learning, deep reading, critical thinking, and clear expression may be the most valuable education we can provide. Classical education rejects modern trends like prioritizing self-esteem over achievement, technology-centered teaching, and fragmented subject matter. Instead, it embraces timeless principles: sequential learning from facts to analysis to expression, memorization to build mental frameworks, and integrated knowledge across subjects. The results are evident in classical students' exceptional reading comprehension, writing ability, logical thinking, and cultural literacy. What truly prepares children for a meaningful life, not just a career? The classical approach develops students who can navigate complex texts, construct logical arguments, and communicate effectively across disciplines. In our information-abundant age, these discernment skills are increasingly crucial. By returning to educational methods that shaped Western civilization for centuries, we offer children something revolutionary: the ability to think for themselves. These tools of learning prepare them not just for academic and professional success, but for a lifetime of intellectual discovery and meaningful contribution to humanity's great conversation.